Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Sam Lithgow, the client lead at Hill & Knowlton Strategies for the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Since we launched back in fall of 2020, there's been a phenomenal response to the initiative. We've got over 400 members from across the supply chain. That includes mills and manufacturers. And around 50 brands and retailers have signed up. Now, some of them we can mention, some of them we'll be announcing soon. But that includes the likes of some very big brands from Gap Inc., the massive grocer in the UK, Tesco. Levi's obviously requires no introduction, with some other big names about to be announced too. I think the brands and retailers really gained two unique things through joining the US Cotton Trust Protocol. Those two things are really data, real measurable field level data that evidences and verifies the growing practices that are going on with our members. And the benefit to them of that is that they can then use that against some of their own commitments that they have made towards their own sustainable targets. No other program is currently enabling them to do that. The second piece is transparency, and that's transparency throughout the supply chain. And as we know, there are some parts of the supply chain of cotton which is particularly complex. And there have been some recent events that have caused that transparency to come under scrutiny. But the combination of the protocol platform and the partnership that we have with Textile Genesis will enable all of our members to see every step of the way that US cotton has been used and by which mill, manufacturer, spinner, etc., all the way along the process. And it is double verified at every single stage. And the two of those things really go together to give two big picture benefits. One is the confidence to source, knowing that they are choosing US cotton, and with that, all the assurances that you get the quality, but you also get those sustainable growing practices and responsible growing practices. And then secondly, that as a brand and retailer who often wants to be seen to be leading the way, they are themselves helping us to set a new standard in more sustainably grown cotton.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The emphasis on sustainability has been growing over the past 5, 6 years. And actually, many thought that COVID might slow it down, but it hasn't. It's actually accelerated it. We've done some research. Lots of people have done research. All of it concludes that consumers are more keen on sustainability than they ever were before. And so that means that you have the pull from the brands and retailers of their audiences starting to do more searches for sustainable clothing and apparel, sustainable homeware. We are seeing that there is a certain type of consumer that it's not just about searching and awareness, but their wallet and their consumption is following that. And then we also have the other end of the scale in terms of regulation coming, particularly from the EU. There's various kind of things that are brewing there, and making sure brands and retailers have the most robust sourcing mix that they can pick from. They now have all of these preferred fiber lists that they can choose from. And actually, the elements of the protocol will enable the protocol and therefore US cotton to be on more of those lists than it would be without it.